Those little rubber hoses you see on the street can sometimes be a cumbersome and rather expensive way to count cars. Washington-based analytics company Inrax has announced a new way to do this. An intersection intelligence platform providing cities and transportation agencies with data from connected cars. To learn more about it, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ted Trapanier, Senior Director of Public Sector Services at Inrax. Mr. Trapanier, thank you for joining us this morning. What kind of information will be delivered with this new system?
So thanks for having me on. The information that we're going to deliver is specifically the types of data that the engineers that are managing the traffic lights need to optimize those signalized locations, which includes things like the number of vehicles that are turning left versus right versus going through at the intersection, the percentage of the vehicles that have to stop versus the ones that go through, you know, and that's specific to time of day and day of week. So again, it helps them to be able to just get the data to optimize their systems more efficiently and system-wide, right? So you don't have to go out and, like you said, put down tubes or put down some other sorts of sensors, which you can only really afford to do in spot locations. With connected car data, that type of information is available across the entire system.
I can recall a friend of mine with a college summer job used to sit there with a notepad and a pencil and write this kind of stuff down. I mean, this is literally how far we've come in just a few years.
Absolutely. And in fact, in earlier in my career, I was that guy.
So you understand.
We were out there with a clipboard, you know, and then you advanced to an iPad. So, this is another quantum leap where you're really just getting GPS-based data right off the vehicle that's been anonymized before it comes to us, right? And then our company aggregates that and processes it and makes it easy to use, so really turning the data into information.
Do you worry that it may vary considerably from community to community as to the percentage of connected cars in that whole boatload of cars that is on the road?
Well, that's a good question, and it does vary, actually, not quite so much community to community, but as we look at regions or countries, right? So our company works traffic data in about 50 countries. The data is very rich across the United States, right? And so we have a little bit less in Canada. There's a little bit less in the EU because some of the issues there. But across the U.S. now, we've got a pretty solid data set. So even though it's a little bit denser in some places than in others, there's plenty of data everywhere to do this type of analysis.
Okay, so the big question then, of course, is what can you do with this once you've got it? Once you know all this, what will cities be able to do that they couldn't already do or do more cheaply or quickly?
Yeah, great question. So there's basically three things. So one, prioritize where are the problems. So this gives you a way, if you're a big city and you have, say, 1,500 signalized locations, well, you know which ones are the very worst, and you know which ones you never need to pay attention to. So that will probably leave 700 or 800 in the middle, right? And so out of that 700 or 800, which ones are actually suffering and can really, you know, use your attention? So help identify those spots. Well, then when you go there to those spots, you can use this data to help tweak the signal, right? So there's literally hundreds of little inputs that you can make into a traffic signal system so that the controller reacts in different ways, right, to optimize that flow. So it allows you to optimize the system. Then after you've done that, you can take data from before you did the work and then data after you did the work and see what kind of difference you made, right? So before and after study. So it really helps quantify, you know, what was the impact you had.
Mr. Trapanier, thank you for your time this morning. Ted Trapanier, a Senior Director of Public Sector Services at Inrax, a company that's announcing a new way to monitor traffic through intersections. It's called an intersection intelligence platform.
Here's his data just being spewed off by all of these connected cars on the road and throws that into a great big database.